Comic Matt from Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this would be an amusing exchange if Trump weren't about to announce for president again. Trump gave a speech up in Alaska the other day in which he referred to Elon Musk as a BS artist, except he said the whole word, the B and the S word, right from the microphone, right out of the blue. Elon Musk is not running in Alaska. Elon Musk is not running in Alaska. Has nothing to do with the election. And Trump, basically to try to get headlines, comes out and just likes to insult who's ever in the news, so he gets a headline himself. Elon Musk came back and said, Elon Musk has a mouth on him too, and is not shy about talking. And he said, there's too much drama with Trump. There should be a maximum age for the presidency, and i.e. Trump wouldn't make it. And it's time for Trump to sail into the sunset. Trump may have met his match. Elon Musk has an ego as big as Trump. Elon Musk is a lot more capable than Trump. And he has nothing to lose. No one's voting for Elon Musk. So I think calling Elon Musk a BS artist, as Trump did from the microphone in Alaska, invites that kind of retaliation. See where that goes. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for watching my day, Wisco Paul.
Hey, good morning, Matt. I just a few things here on the J6. You know, you have three Supreme Court justices in this state that voted to overturn the election. Blanc and Galen are investigating the election, and they still are. Also, we have a senator named Johnson. He's called Rojo. You can't tell me he didn't know what was going on here. I think he's totally, he should totally, he may be implicated in this whole thing. But you can't, Trump is the kind of a guy that you can't trust, you can't deal with, he lies and lies. But Johnson put his trust in him. And the other character in this, besides many congressmen that were involved in this, is Lindsey Graham. When you make a phone call to Georgia, I forget the Rosenberg, I think I hope I didn't butcher his name, and want the vote overturned, that should be enough right there for a felony, isn't it? And I think the guy may finally be gone, but there's still others in the party that are just like him. So thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Paul, those are excellent points. I'm going to hit each one of them briefly because they're very important. You're right. There are seven members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Remember, there are nine members of the U.S. Supreme Court. That sits in Washington, D.C. There's seven members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That sits in Madison, Wisconsin. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court is supposed to deal with state issues. And the U.S. Supreme Court is supposed to deal with federal issues. But the U.S. Supreme Court is the big kahuna. They're the 800-pound gorilla. And they can do whatever they want when it comes to even overturning what a state Supreme Court does if there's what's called a federal question, which they can say that whenever they want. Now, it is true that when Trump complained about the election in Wisconsin, three of the Wisconsin Supreme Court justices, because they call them each justices, voted to overturn the election. Three of them, three Republicans. But four of them didn't, and that's what saved us. Three of them were Democrats, but one of them was a guy, Brian Hagedorn, who's a Republican. But he seems to be a straight shooter, especially on constitutional issues and things like having to do with democracy and elections. And that's what saved us. Otherwise, you would have had a state Supreme Court overturn the election. And then the Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court may be saying, well, I'll leave that up to the states, and you'd have a constitutional crisis. That's how close we came. Wisco Paul talked about Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson is up to his eyeballs in this thing. Don't forget, it was a week or so ago that it came out that Ron Johnson his aide wanted to send Mike Pence the fake electors from Wisconsin and Michigan. What is Ron Johnson doing with the fake electors from Michigan? Ron Johnson does not represent Michigan, and they were fake electors. They were fake electors from Wisconsin, and Ron Johnson was part of that. What's happening right now is that Merrick Garland is investigating the fake electors, and he should investigate their mules. Ron Johnson was a fake elector mule. They hand him Wisconsin and Michigan, and they go, get those to Pence. He's in it. He's in it to his eyeballs. You ask about Voss. Voss was afraid that Trump would come after him. What he doesn't understand is, if Hitler comes after you, there's no mercy. I mean, there's no accommodating him. He just decides whether you should be deep-sixed. So what Voss did to accommodate Trump was to hire Gableman at state expense for $44,000. My eye, $44,000. My eye, $44,000. Then it went to $676,000. Then it went to over $1 million with no end in sight to defend Gableman from misconduct. That's where it went. Voss did it so he didn't want to be called a rhino by Trump. But he's being called a rhino by Trump and by also by others in the Republican Party now. It didn't do him any good. He's going to be deep fixed. Reminds me of Ernst Stavro Blofeld in the James Bond. He'll have three people standing near the piranha pool and he presses a button and one falls in and gets eaten. The one you wouldn't expect. This is, you're talking about organized crime here. And then Lindsey Graham called up and he told the Raffensperger people they had to come up with the votes. And now he's been subpoenaed to a grand jury, criminal grand jury, in Atlanta. And he's trying to absolutely beat the subpoena. This is wrong. We're going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.